we started a campaign a year or two ago to bring an original Donegal steam engine back to the county. Not one engine in the county, not one original engine, and Drumbo and Whitehead, and working with the team in Whitehead and with funding from Leader DLDC and from Graham Forbes, who was related, of course, to his grandfather. Henry was, of course, ran the Donegal Railways, and also public donation. We were able to bring the money together to make this happen and restore and bring the steam engine back. And now we've got a not only a steam engine, but a big installation around it, which is now drawing crowds from across Ireland and further afield.
Let's hope then that people from all over come and see this and learn about the railway that used to be in Donegal.
Yes, that's it. And having a train on site, we are actually based in an original railway station, and I suppose we're focused on covering the entire Donegal, not only the County Donegal, but the Swilly and a wee bit of GNR too. So people will come now and be able to see and climb on board. But we also got funding recently through Heritage Council towards an interactive railway cab, the first in Ireland. You can actually get the experience of it, and also a lot of educational stuff installed around it.
This is the start then of more big plans for the museum.
This was part of a journey, as you can see, literally with a train. But we see this as phase one, and phase two is actually putting stock on track near Donegal town. You need to have ambition, and we wanted, first of all, to bring a steam engine back, but we are actually going to be looking at fundraising to do a feasibility study. Looking at various options to be able to run something near the town itself. Railway tourism is huge globally, and I think Donegal itself, and particularly around Donegal town, it would be great actually to have a steam engine or a rail car operating. There's a number of locations which would be great to see it, so that's what we're planning to do. But if people drop down to the museum, they'll be able to hear all about that.
If anyone does want to donate then to the cause, where can they do that, and what will their money be used towards?
Well, if they just go onto our site, they can. And one of the things was we were able to bring the steam engine back, but because of COVID, as you know, there was an additional cost. As we know, everything's up from petrol to wood, and so we have a small shortfall, and it'll go just towards plugging that small gap. But also our work in continuing to run the museum, we are kind of a local volunteer-run charity, and with volunteers and paid member staff and all in, and just goes towards the running of that. And rescuing railway heritage across the county, which we do continually, and we bring it back to the museum and then restore it and showcase it, and showcase the unique Donegal railway heritage, which is known kind of globally. And that's on site. That's what the funding goes towards. Very, very important work, and very much part of the story of Donegal.